This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
The Party Line Crew.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Welcome to a Monday here at Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 Party Line, presented by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deals, save money now. And 24/7, welovebigdeals.com. And speaking of big deals, Liz has given us a list this morning. If you're looking for some great deals, we've got pressure washing services. I was just looking at my house yesterday and some of the siding needs pressure washed. We have pressure washing services from Patrick's Pro Wash. We've got some bread and sweet treats from Baked, a cookie company in Kirkland. We've got Where Beauty Meets Adventure. Oh, I can't get my papers bending. Hold on. Roundhouse Salon. And we've also got a four-piece audio pack, regularly $82 for just $40. So you can get pro washing, you can get some breads and cookies, and during the weekend he's got cinnamon, my favorite thing over there.
Cinnamon
at
rolls.
No, well, I like the cinnamon rolls, but my favorite thing is still the blueberry lemon scones.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. They're amazing. Actually, the maple ones are pretty good too. You know what's so good about, they're not so sweet, they're just a little sweet.
Yeah.
And they're great with coffee. Anyway, check out Baked, a cookie company. Check out Roundhouse Salon. And then, you know, this would make a great gift for maybe a teenager or somebody younger, this four-piece audio pack.
Yep.
So, again, go to welovebigdeals.com, or as Mel and I do, we just go to Clinton, Carroll, or Boone County Daily News.com and click the Big Deals tab. It seems to be a little easier. I mean, we're already there. That's why.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, a Party Line presented by Clinton, Carroll, and Boone County Daily News.com, your free local online newspaper. The online telecast at HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center. Excuse me, the Farmers Bank, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoop's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, the Community Foundation, serving Howard, Clinton, and Carroll counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marchand's Window Tinning, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services LLC, Braden Business Systems, Avery Home Store, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, Jerry's Body Shop, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi.
You know, if we get any more added to that, I'm going to have to make the font so small, I'm going to have a magnifying sheet in order to be able to read it.
Well, we appreciate all of our sponsors that help us bring you the Hoosierland TV broadcast. And the newest one there is Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. If you're looking for a new or really good used vehicle or a good service department, I just learned.
Yeah.
You want to check them out because they have a lot of great things over there. When I was there the other day, they were getting a new load in. And I was like, man, look at those pretty new cars. Love that.
Well, and there's not a whole lot of places that like to work on trucks.
Mm-hmm.
And they do. They have no problem working on four-wheel drives, you know, utility service trucks, all of that. And it's fantastic service over there.
Well, the other thing, it's still locally owned, too.
Yes.
You can go in there, and Dave Mann is right there. So if you have any questions or problems, he's right there in his office, and he was taking it. I didn't realize, I know they're certified dealers. I hear that all the time.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize he was actually taking a test when I walked in the other day.
Yeah.
He's like, hang on, I got to finish my test.
Yeah, they have to stay, not only the owners, the dealers have to stay certified. You know, we all think about mechanics.
Yeah.
And the mechanics
right.
have
See,
to stay.
See, that's what I was thinking.
Stay certified, ASE certified, but.
He does too.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
I just thought that was very interesting. Anyway, so if you're looking for a good dealership, check out Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. Great folks. And again, still locally owned. So if you have a problem, your owner is right there. You can talk to him. And so it's a great place.
Yeah. A little chilly this morning, but it's going to warm back
up.
I put
my little thing on. I was cold.
Yeah, I walked in and it was like 50 degrees when
I
walked in the door.
Okay, so it's not
just
me.
No, it's...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's an issue.
I thought
Anyway.
Liz has control of the thermostat? Yes, okay.
Anyway, yeah. But... you know, it's going to be nice today. We got a chance of some drizzle coming in this evening. Tomorrow's going to be partly sunny and, again, some drizzle and possible thunderstorms because we are going to warm up today close to 70, roughly around 70 is what they're thinking. Low of only 60, so we're not going to cool down much, which is as that heats up and that moisture moves in, that brings in the chance of thunderstorms. High tomorrow of 73, but I'm telling you, love it now because we hit midweek. Mother Nature is going to slap us and tell us.
I see 18 degrees a week from Tuesday.
Yeah, Mother Nature is just reminding us that it is not spring yet. I mean, Wednesday night is when we're going to drop Wednesday from 66 down to 29. We're going to drop 40 degrees roughly on Wednesday.
And thank you.
And bring in the possibility with those little isolated showers,
did
some snow
18?
Showers along with it. Yeah, I know. I'm telling you, come Wednesday.
See, this is my fault. And I'm going to apologize now because I put my coveralls away over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So this is my fault.
I don't put Jack away until noon or till June. I mean,
I don't.
There's no point.
Oh, I can still go. I just won't need my coveralls. Well, apparently I'm going to have to get those back out.
Yeah.
Doggone it.
Yeah, I don't put none of that stuff away until June.
Today is National Workplace Napping Day, by the way. It's the day after the switch to daylight saving time. It's only been a day. It's totally normal to be a bit sleepy if you're one of those people. NASA has determined that the scientifically optimal nap time is exactly 26 minutes, enough to boost alertness by 30% without making you groggy. They also recommend drinking a cup of coffee right before your nap, since it takes about 30 minutes for that caffeine then to kick in, so then you'll have that little push when you wake up.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to show you some text I got yesterday.
Yours will not be coffee. You'll be drinking a Coke, I know.
Yeah.
It's also National Get Over It Day, invented in 2005 by a guy who was having trouble getting over his ex. Today, anyone with lingering bad feelings about an old flame, those winning lottery numbers you forgot to play, or any other regret, is encouraged to do so as the day is suggested. Just get over it already.
I thought that was pretty much every day. I mean... There's no point. There is no point in stewing on stuff. There isn't. So,
well, we say that, but everybody has a little something that eats at them a bit. Mm. You don't have a single thing in your life that you're like, I just wish.
Maybe for about 5 minutes.
Okay.
You know, I just don't let it linger. Mm-hmm. Normally, if I have anything, I walk to your office and then I walk back and it's gone.
And usually there's chocolate involved.
Yep, because I don't partake alone. So
now spring break is coming up for our local schools, right?
Yeah, for all
the
schools.
Are we like the 20th? Aren't we the, like, they usually start the 20th? And do they go through like the 27th?
I think so.
I'll have to look at that.
Yeah.
Well,
I know.
I just want to tell folks right now, if you are going to the airport, give yourself, I'm like talking hours now, folks. This 90 minutes won't cut it.
No.
Getting through airport security is a real headache right now. Over the weekend, a lot of TSA agents decided not to show up for work because, again, partial shutdown. Many haven't been paid since the end of January. Some have only gotten a partial paycheck and are about to get nothing by Friday. This is all because of the partial government shutdown, so a lot of them were, quote, sick on Saturday and Sunday. And it looks like it's contagious. They're expecting more sick outs all week with zero notice, right at the time when people are heading out for spring break and starting to think about spring break. So if you're flying, you might want to get there really early. I saw one place where the line was thousands of people, they said.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it doesn't matter where you've got the quick check-in and all that.
No kidding.
Set up or not, doesn't matter.
Now, Melissa is left-handed, and I saw this a little bit ago. It immediately made me think of you. Science has finally confirmed that every left-handed person has known since their attempt at using right-handed scissors, they're out for blood. A study has found that lefties are significantly more competitive, than right-handed people, which makes sense since they're always the underdog. They're also less likely to shy away from competition. Righties tend to cooperate more. The study also found that lefties don't perform better or faster. They just have more desire to watch you lose.
Well, that would explain my family. Most definitely.
Are you guys all very competitive?
My mom and all three of my brothers and myself were all left-handed.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was the only one who was right-handed.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I don't know. Dad was pretty competitive, too.
I was
going to
say,
so.
I'm pretty competitive, and I'm right-handed. Yeah, yeah. But Keith's a lefty. He's pretty competitive, too. Oh, we love to play air hockey, and our little finger, we used to just play until our fingertips bled.
I was raised in a sports family anyway, because both our parents were sports,
mm-hmm.
played sports and everything, too. So, but yeah, nope, that explains a lot.
I think there's other people out there going, all right.
The funny part is, though, in my family, my actual family with my kids and everything, my son is left-handed. He's probably the least competitive of all of us, you know?
Sure.
Yeah.
He's pretty laid back like you.
Yeah, my daughter is definitely competitive.
I love that.
Well, you know her.
Yes, I do, and I can see that.
Uh-huh.
All right, if you can't listen to Pony by Genuine without blushing or need to lose a layer of clothing when you watch Dirty Dancing, join the club. A new study has found that song and that movie gets us in the mood. Shower scenes do it for more than a quarter of us. A third of Americans admit to having a dedicated bedroom playlist. And another song on that playlist is Perfect by Ed Sheeran, by the way. And according to the research, those who DJ their own love life tend to get more action on the regular. So just keep that in mind if you need a little a little boost.
That's okay.
There you go.
Yeah, my playlist is different.
I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole. Indiana Flower and Patio show's coming up.
Yeah, we're going to have tickets for that.
We are going to have tickets to give away beginning tomorrow. Just listen to Matt in the morning for your chance to win tickets here on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. By the way, the Indiana Flower and Patio show runs Saturday, March 14th through Sunday, March 22nd at the Indiana State Fairgrounds and Event Center. It's at the West Pavilion and Exposition Hall. And so they've got all, you know, a lot of people that are going to come in to be that you can meet from TV and things like that. But we will have tickets to give away. And again, we'll start giving away those tickets tomorrow morning with Matt in the morning right here. Okay. Monthly meetings. Today is the 9th.
Yep.
Board of Public Works today and the Common Council today. Board of Public Works at 5:00 and the Common Council at 7 p.m. What do you have on your side?
Oh, don't forget to help the Easter Bunny out. The Parks Department, Frankfort Parks Department, would really dearly love if anybody would want to donate some unopened bags of the fun size candy or the small little toys, that little trinket toys that fit inside the small eggs. Yeah, they could use all the donations they can get, because what they say they do roughly about...
That's like 10,000.
I think it's more than that.
Is it? Yeah. I know it's a bunch.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you can help the Easter Bunny out, he's definitely not going to crank all those eggs out by himself. So if anybody can help donate some of those supplies for them, that would be... They've got the eggs. They just need the filler.
Sure. A couple of things still happening tonight as well. Women's Recovery Cafe, that's from 5:00 until 6:00. And that's at Trinity Hope, of course, 806 North Columbia Street. Also happening, this is Carroll County. It's the beef and dairy cattle, sheep and goats, Carroll County livestock tagging dates. Monday, March 9th from 5:00 until 7:00. New show species at the Indiana State Fair. There's lots of information there, so I think they just want you to show up. But that's happening in Carroll County tonight. You can look forward to that. It's happening again in May, but tonight is the first night. Also, you do have to RSVP by today for the Purdue Fruit Pruning Workshop. This is for grapes, fruit trees, and brambles. And it's the actual event is March 12th, 1:00 until 4:30. And there's a whole day of events. $10, but you do have to register by today. So just to let you know about that, today's the last day to register. Also tonight in Burlington, tomorrow, is the Burlington Town Council meeting. I like to do the Burlington things because, you know what, there's these, a lot of small towns. When we had somebody from Burlington on not long ago for an event they were doing, and she said, we really appreciate that because not a lot of people mention the small town stuff. So we do want to try and mention some of those things as well. Clinton Central School Corporation School Safety Summit is happening tomorrow, 6 p.m. at the high school. There will be table discussions, a Q&A panel, and speakers are Michelle Cooper and Dr. Chad Cruz. And so that's happening tomorrow at the Clinton Central School Corporation School Safety Summit. I don't know much more on that. It doesn't have much more on here. So I don't know if you have to register or anything in advance. So if you'd like more information, maybe you can call the school or maybe they'll put something up on their Facebook page. They're pretty good about putting things up on their Facebook page over there. So maybe they'll do that as well. Also, tomorrow is Mayor Judy Sheets' Muffins with the Mayor in Harry's Coffee Shop, lower level, new winter time, 9 o'clock. So I'm ready for that time to change. I'm ready for winter to be over. But that's tomorrow. And I think, didn't I see she's going to be joined by Jordan Brewer tomorrow as well?
I think so. It's a good possibility, yeah.
I think I saw that on Facebook that she... So it will be Mayor Judy Sheets and County Commissioner's President Jordan Brewer, both available tomorrow morning. Again, this is at the Frankfort Community Public Library, Harry's Coffee Shop in the lower level there. And again, that's 9 a.m.
And a lot of times some of the other department heads for the city are there too as well.
They are. That's very true.
Who's your storytellers coming up Thursday at the library? And this is going to be fun. This is going to be a really fun one. Kelty Sullivan of Angry Donkey and Stephanie Meadows of Little Miss Cupcakes are going to be there to tell stories and talk about some of the talents that they have. So culinary talents. I think it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Thursday night at 6 p.m. at the library and Scanta Theater.
Well, that will be fun, actually. Mm-hmm. Also, there's some other things coming up. The Lincoln Day Dinner, hosted by the Clinton County Republican Party, is Thursday as well. That's 6 p.m. featuring guest speaker, acclaimed communications expert Pete Seat. It's a live auction dinner, photo op as well. Tickets are $55 per person. Youth ticket price is $25 for 14 to 22-year-olds. And you do have to register online at eventbrite.com, or we do have a code here you can scan, but that is coming up on Thursday. It doesn't say when you have to register by, but I would do that as soon as you can since it's happening this week if you're interested in going to that dinner. So what else is coming up this week?
Also, Friday night at the library in Scanta Theater, Jiza is the concert. It's the first of the summer concert series at the library, and there are still, I believe, tickets available. You can go to the library, pick up tickets there, and call the number 765-654-8746 or visit the library website.
Did you know that coming up on Friday, I think it's our first Friday the 13th of this year, isn't it?
No.
It's not? We had one already?
Yeah, February. Okay. Yeah, February or March are identical on the calendar.
Okay, so we did
year.
Have one. All right. Well, that also is the Clinton Central FFA banquet. Will you be attending?
As far as I know. I'm planning on it. Let's put
as
it
far
that
as
way.
I know, unless yeah. anything else happens.
Yeah, no, I'm planning on it. Let's put it that way. So,
all right.
But
well,
yeah, that's coming up Friday night.
Okay. And then a couple things happening on Saturday. Actually, there are a lot of things happening on Saturday. First, we want to remind you that the pancake breakfast with, I got to get to that sheet. Camp Cullen Pancake Breakfast is coming up this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Saturday 8 to 11 and Sunday 11 to 2. It's at the Lodge. There will also be the maple syrup demo that we heard Ashley's talking about when they were in the other day.
Did they change the time on that? Because mine says 10 to 1 on Sunday.
I don't know. I have this one.
I have this one.
We'll have to confirm with Russ.
Uh-huh.
Huh.
Okay, anyway.
Russell, we have two different times for Sunday's breakfast.
We need a current flyer, dude. Anyway.
By the way, the breakfast is all you can eat. Pancakes, sausage and gravy, biscuits, coffee and juice. It's all for a free will donation. And maple syrup will be available that day as well. Plus, there's other local vendors. I think there's going to be, what, kettle corn and some other things, probably honey.
Yeah, they said they got quite a few. So
yes, so there will be other things that day as well. Plus, there's the maple syrup. Europe demo that you can check out too. So that's all coming up this weekend on Saturday and Sunday. But we will try and confirm the time on that.
Yep. Saturday also 10 to 3 at the library, second level. You can go to the Women's Expo, and there'll be all kinds of art and craft and all kinds of things to purchase. And I'm sure that's probably somebody calling
in. I hope he's calling to confirm the exact time. But
But while the expo is going on, you can take the kids, because down in the lower level classroom, no registration required, there is going to be Music Bingo Swifty Edition. So the kids can actually go, and that's at 2 p.m. on Saturday. So while you're at the expo, they can go play bingo. So
okay.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. Heck, I'd play that.
Also, with our friends at Cass County, so I know this does involve a lot of the Carroll County kids, they're going to have a scale model enthusiast who are invited to join a workshop hosted by construction and architect replica project leader Scott Baker. This is put on by Redline Equipment, so just wanted to let you know that that's coming up this weekend as well. If you'd like details on that, give me a call. In the meantime, speaking of calls, I do believe we have a caller on the line. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. I thought I would remind you I am right-handed, first of all.
Yes. I don't know. You're competitive in some ways, too, though.
That's
I got to say.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I am. I guess I am. I have to admit. But yeah, we the Camp Column, I don't know why there's a discrepancy, but anyway, the official times are March 14th, from Saturday, from 8 to 11, and March 15th, Sunday, from 11 to 2.
Okay.
And we need, wherever it says otherwise, we need to expunge them.
Okay.
Because we don't want people confused. It's 8 to 11 on Saturday, and 11 to 2 on Sunday.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you going to be out there? Are you and Sue going to be flipping pancakes?
I'll be in the kitchen with my lovely wife, and Tom Dickerson is taking inventory today. And I know that, the Atchleys have been working really, really hard getting all that sap together. Last year, I think they had 1,300 gallons that they boiled down. Can you believe that?
No, I can't, considering how many he said it takes to make a gallon. It was, 40 or 50 gallons of the sap to make a gallon of syrup, right?
That's why real syrup costs about $20 a bottle, you know, or whatever it is.
It does,
you know?
But, I mean, that's crazy to think then that they're getting that much to be able to make that much syrup.
Yes, yes. And I did that story on it, and I didn't know that you could do sap from walnut trees, sassafras trees.
I didn't either.
And of course, we're just doing maple this time around, but all the sap is going to be from Camp Column, the 90 acres out there. So that should be a lot of fun. And yes, I'll be in the kitchen. We'll be out there flipping and trying to make people happy, bring some smiles, and it's free will. So, but there's a lot going on. You guys went on and on and on. I almost need to do a news story on what's happening.
Oh my gosh, there's so much this week.
And they forgot about my 72nd birthday on March 12th.
We were getting there.
Oh.
I still had a whole stack.
Yeah, we still have some things we haven't brought up yet.
Oh.
Yeah. We'll get to those in a minute, though, because actually Sam came in. We're going to talk about sports because we need to congratulate our winning team.
He did a great job. He made the movie, too, from the Indiana guy, the guy that does the great videography for the movies. There's a little 0.1 second splash of Sam shaking hands with the coach. I thought that was kind of cool. Congratulations to Russell Hornets, and so I'll get off here and keep listening. And
thank you for clarifying, by the way.
You betcha.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Sam, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
Did you get any rest?
I did. Yeah,
okay, so
bit.
Give us the details. Saturday night.
Yeah, it was a great performance by the Rossville Hornets, and it was interesting. One of the last things, and we talked about this in the interview with Coach Corey Dunn, one of the last things that we said was, man, we really hope Brady Tilihan gets hot tonight, and that's exactly what he did. And I think back to the first game of the regular season, our opening game on Hoosierland TV for boys basketball when Braden Tilihan had 52 points against Delphi. And it was kind of feeling like that at the beginning of the night. Yeah. He scored 18 points in the first quarter. And credit to Bethesda for slowing him down the rest of the way as much as they could. But by that point,
it opened the door for everybody else.
It really did.
At that point. So.
And the Hornets played that game to perfection.
Yeah.
And I thought everyone played their role. Everyone contributed. And like I said, shout out to Bethesda Christian because they have a player that stuck with Tilihan for that entire second half and matched his minutes and wore him like a shirt. But Braden still was able to finish the game with 30 points and got the win.
Yeah.
You can watch that video Russ was talking about, by the way, on Facebook at Back Home Again Media. And they do really good work, good videos there, a lot of times of local things. So what does it mean now? Rossville won. It will be going to regionals.
Yep, they will be playing in regionals against North Vermilion, and it will be at Frankfort.
Oh,
that's
good.
So, I wondered if it would be at Frankfort.
Pretty is this much, a one and done, or is this one?
This is a one and done against North Vermilion. If they win, they're on to semi-state. And if they lose, of course, they are done. So it should be a really good game.
But it's here in Frankfort. What
it
a
is.
Bonus for
yeah, no kidding.
Rossville this time.
And I don't care what your loyalties are as far as which school and everything, but when it comes down to tournament time.
I'm with you.
And we get down, we're down to one school in our area that's representing everybody. To me, they're representing everybody. So, you know, find some red.
I agree.
So everybody's got red somewhere, you know.
And
even
finally,
it's,
that it's local. I question how a lot of these smaller teams, I mean, they're having to drive crazy distances sometimes to play in tournaments.
I mean, we wondered if they were going to put it somewhere else because is that really fair to North Vermilion? Think about how they feel. They have to drive 90 minutes, and Rossville has to drive 15.
But isn't it the case that all these schools put in to host this stuff?
Yeah, different schools put in to host, and obviously you have to have a big enough gym to host, especially at regionals and semi-states. And so if you look, it's some of the biggest gyms in the state. And so the IHSA does their best to make it even. But like I said, there's not really one that's even distance away from both Rossville and North Vermilion. So they just made it an easy one and made it Frankfort.
Yeah, because look what we went through with the girls. I mean, everybody had to travel except the one team, and it didn't seem right. It's like surely they could have found something mid-range.
Well, they didn't have locker rooms even, right? Wasn't that what I heard, that they didn't even have locker rooms?
Yeah, that's what I heard, too.
At Bethesda Christian?
Uh-huh.
That is true. Yeah,
they don't have locker rooms, so they, change in a classroom or something?
I'm not really sure, but yeah, I think so.
That's what I heard, yeah. That's what I heard from one of the girls' parents.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no. I mean, that's like playing in an elementary gym, as tiny as it was. I mean, I saw the pictures
that,
you know, the guys were putting out, and it's like, yeah.
Yeah. That's why I do enjoy the boys' tournament being hosted at Clinton Central, especially with the new gym. Man, it was loud in there, especially when they had the pep bands in there on Wednesday night. I want to give a shout-out to the Clinton Central pep band because
sure you do.
They were fantastic.
Yeah, they were phenomenal.
It felt like a big, intense game, and throughout the whole game they were playing, and it was great.
Good job, Mr. Duke. Mr. Duke is the band director over there. So
yeah,
they were doing contests.
Listening to it. Yeah.
This weekend? They actually, those kids had band contests this weekend and things too.
Part of me wanted them to just come back for the championship game just to play because it was great.
Kind of makes it really cool. When it's like big time when the band is there and everything.
Yeah.
So
yeah. It makes a huge difference, I think.
Yep.
I think it makes a huge difference for not only the crowd, but for the players, too. I mean, we always enjoyed it when we had the band at our tournaments. So,
do we know what time the game is?
I assume it'll be 1 p.m. Usually they do a 1 and 4 or a 1 and 3 or something like that.
Yeah.
I will post on Clinton County Daily News with the official times and the official preview and everything like that. But they usually, especially for 1A, the 1A game is always going to be the first game. I assume it's going to be a 1 p.m. start.
Okay. That's kind of how they've been doing it lately then.
Yeah, we should get all that from IHSAA today, so.
All right, and we will have that game right here on the radio. You guys will be there? No?
Yes, we will.
Okay.
Yeah,
I thought
we'll
he had
there.
A no in there.
Yeah, no, we're planning.
Someone will be there.
We will be there, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Fingers crossed. All right. We're planning on being there. All right. Well, we are at the halfway mark. Thank you, Sam. Appreciate it. You guys have done
again. He's just going to trade me chairs because.
A phenomenal job.
Because I have.
Other duties.
Yeah,
I got you.
Puddin and him are here, so.
All right. You're listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.